is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
November 26, 2023. The Denver Rhodes Central Prison, Sierra Leone. A shootout or not, a prison break or not, a beginning of what appears to be a sizable revolt by the Sierra Leone military against the leadership, or not. I welcome Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, to help me with a fog of rebellion in a nation that is dominated most recently by the presumption that President Biya would continue, that his strength also listed the army as backing him. Yes, there are lots of problems in Africa, in West Africa, and the Sahel. There have been challenges to governments over the last 8 to 12 months, many coups. But this particular event, November 26, looked like a prison break. Now, Gregory, a very good evening to you. Please help me understand President Biya. It looks to be he's under siege from his own military. But as you report at Defense and Foreign Affairs, the whole thing is a moving story. Who is President Biya? What is his strength? And what is Sierra Leone today? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, President Julius Maada Bio was elected to the presidency four and a half years ago, served his four-year term very badly. The economy disintegrated under that four-year term. He had been a military head of state for a few months earlier in the 1990s, but he, as a former Sierra Leone Armed Forces brigadier, that's a one-star general, he had basically commanded some support from the Sierra Leone Armed Forces. When he went for re-election on June 24th this year, he was clearly taken by surprise at the extent of the opposition to him and literally forced a statement from the Electoral Commission that he had won the election, which patently he did not win that election. The election was not regarded as fair or transparent. It received zero support from the monitoring agencies, from the European community, even from the Irish government. It had a team there, the US and the like. And Biya then started threatening foreign governments and so on. And basically, it started to isolate Sierra Leone. And since that time, Biya has been using the military and the police to crack down on his opponents, killing them in large numbers. The country is more or less isolated. But in the last weekend, it got even more interesting because of that Pademba Road prison so-called breakout, which was announced, and it was said to have occurred with an overwhelming force of well-organized former military personnel. Well, it's possible that President Biya, in fact, organized for the armed forces themselves to stage a theatrical breakout from the prison, and they released all of the inmates. But this was largely done, it's thought, so that the opposition members of parliament and the opposition civilians who he had killed in the last few months would not appear in the statistics. He could say, no, they got out in the prison break, and we don't know where they are, instead of admitting that they were killed. So the interesting thing about that break, although there was a lot of sporadic gunfire during the night, and I've seen video footage from literally the whole night of that situation, there was no evidence of a large loss of life there. And I saw the lots of videos taken by my guy there in Freetown, who's been working with me there for 30-plus years, and the video showed all of these prisoners walking quickly down the roads, the back roads away from the prison. But alongside the roads were teams of civilian spectators who somehow knew that this breakout had occurred, and they were looking to see if they recognized their friends or relatives coming out of the prison. So this didn't look like a spontaneous event. There was a bit of more of an uprising, and there's been fighting literally all over the country over the past few months, and it's been increasing. It's now reported that the electoral commissioner, who was forced to ratify Biya's re-election, may now have been killed as well. There have been a lot of other people killed, and I've seen lots of pictures of bodies around the country. So we know that that has happened. A lot of the people who have been killed were in military uniforms and yet were clearly fighting against the government. I've also seen pictures of some recaptured rebels, ex-military rebels, who have been captured and bound and were thrown into the back of vehicles, and including some who are dead and some who are not. So we know that's going on. The country is virtually sealed off. The ECOWAS, Economic Community of West African States, which is headquartered in Nigeria, yesterday sent an aircraft with ECOWAS and Nigerian officials in there to see if they could help mediate the situation. The government issued a statement saying that everything's back to normal, and the president's back at his desk in the State House. And we actually heard that the State House had been briefly occupied by rebels as well. But in fact, when they were saying that the president, Biya, was in his office, the office I've been in many times, actually, he was, in fact, reported also to be in Accra, Ghana. So there's a lot of deliberate disinformation coming out of the government. There's a lot of a lot of rumors going around, and of course this is a great area for rumors, but it's clearly at a situation where Biya thinks that he can orchestrate a crackdown, get away with it, maintain a one-party state or a one-man rule indefinitely from here on out, which means that he may never get reconciled back into the international community. The British will definitely try to get their way back into the country because it was a former British colony. And the hope is that they can start to bring about some kind of transition. Now, in all of this, the People's Republic of China has remained very, very quiet. The PRC has been sponsoring a lot of weapons and support for the Sierra Leone Armed Forces. They built the new barracks there. And replaced a lot of the stuff that the British had built for the Sierra Leoneans. But they haven't said a word during all of this, which makes me a bit suspicious. They haven't condemned or shown any visibility with Biya or with the opposition. So I think that they are playing their cards as close to their chest. But Biya, if he does not get brought back into the Western camp or is not replaced, he will have to rely then on the PRC for any of his real international supply lines.
Does he command any part of the military, or is the military now just disintegrated and without discipline? Can you tell?
Yes, he does command support from some key elements of the military. Many of them are now in a position where they cannot afford to see a change of government because they would then be tried for criminal acts of murder or brutality against the population. So he's got that core of military. It's not a very big armed forces. They haven't had any real experience in normal military operations except a few decades ago when they were involved in some degree of peacekeeping in neighboring Liberia. But frankly, the military right now would be difficult to quantify in terms of who was with whom, but he's certainly got enough manpower to wield a lot of force, although at least one and possibly more army barracks and ordnance depots have been captured by rebels in the past week, as far as we can tell, and that's what the rebels are claiming. And there have been some fairly large explosions, which indicates, you know, detonation of some ammunition dumps.
The Al Jazeera site has a quote from President Biya. This is datelined Sunday evening, Sierra Leone time. I want to assure everybody who is resident in Sierra Leone that we have overcome this challenge. What challenge? Who does he believe has targeted him or his order? Does he have one person he thinks of as his enemy?
No, he basically thinks of the opposition political parties as his enemy, because they're the ones who basically declared the elections to be invalid and said that that it was not a valid election.
Well, I note that there's no transnational body present. There's no intervention coming from the UN, or you mentioned ECOWAS. I don't see ECOWAS on the scene, at least according to this reporting. So this begins to resemble other coups or changes of government that have happened in West Africa and the Sahel. The military takes over. There's no one to challenge them. ECOWAS, led by Nigeria, talks about getting involved, but does not. So is this going to follow that pattern?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question that Biya, who knew he had no hope of winning a regular election, threw his hope behind the thought that he could stage what would amount to a coup and seize power, and nobody could do anything about it. I think he hoped that he wouldn't be challenged by declaring victory in the June 26th elections. But the reality is that he was, and it's become exceptionally messy. And so the only thing he can do now is to continue to clamp down on his opponents since that period. How will he get away with it? He will become isolated, like Niger has become, like Mali and Burkina Faso have become. And there's a point where most of those leaders have said they don't care that they're isolated. They're going to forge a new path without relations with the West, and particularly with France in the case of Niger and Burkina Faso and the like, and Mali. But the reality is that we're seeing Sierra Leone, as with Niger and, right, and the like, and even Nigeria itself, condemned to a period of declining economic performance. In Nigeria, you'll still see some growth because the private sector there is vigorous and it's a large country, but you won't see that in Sierra Leone, where basically the only major industry is the rutile extraction industry, and the Chinese will probably gobble that up.
All right, we're going to leave West Africa and head to East Africa. Well, actually, the Horn of Africa, because there's trouble ongoing in Ethiopia, and a recommendation from the magazine Foreign Affairs about what is to be done. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batchelor.